It is the 4th of November, which means that this weekend is Whamfest. It's a time to celebrate all the amazing West Australian musicians and performers and kind of get into what makes WA music so special. Part of what makes WA music so special is C Sang. C is a electronic artist who has recently been a part of a project commissioned by the State Library of WA called Corridors of Blister Day. It is a transformation of maps from the State Library collection into music. We're going to find out how that even happens right now. C, welcome to Artbeat.
Hello, good morning.
So glad to have you on today because I have been having a recent kind of, I'm not going to say obsession, but, you know, extended interest into yes. how people make maps, how people kind of render the landscape into 2D, and you're rendering the landscape into this kind of sonic world. How does that even happen?
Well, firstly, for this project, for instance, I went through the collections because the State Library have they digitised a lot of their map collection, which is amazing. Yeah, so there's a collection from the 1800s, you know, and that was quite useful. So I used a program called Yannix, which is an open source graphical sequencer. Very fancy way of saying you trace shapes onto this program,
mm-hmm.
and then you and it has these cursors, and you can put trigger points on these lines. And if the cursor runs, hits the triggers, and then you can run it through like a program like Ableton. I use Ableton,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, and it controls the what instrument it plays. So yeah,
so it's like a synthesizer.
Yes.
Within a computer program.
Yes.
I'm sorry, yes. My words slowed down a lot because my brain was very slowly catching up.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah, it's just basically it allows you to, you know, turn all these like shapes and, well, in my case, maps into an instrument. Press play and it just plays.
Yeah, of course. So when you looked back on these maps from the 1800s, what were some of the changes you noticed between the maps that were made then and the maps that are made now? Did you explore some of the maps that are made now?
Not so much, but I did use some of the like Google Maps because a part of my project also involved using other sort of cartographic information like latitude and longitude values of various landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Google Maps and had a look. And it's quite interesting. There are some shifts in the landscape, you know, some things that were there. But I did one where it was like based on the Swan River.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also the area, which is now sort of all covered up by streets and all, but it used to be like wetlands. And, yeah, it was quite interesting just seeing where these spots were or used to be and also how, you know, we've changed, like, the course of, you know, some rivers. And I think the most interesting thing for me was, like, I did one where it was, like, all the land was partitioned off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like people had just, you know, marked these, you know, very sort of square, almost brutalist lines on this map saying that this is mine, this is someone else's, this is someone else's. It was like, whoa. Wow. Partitioning the land. That was
interesting.
Compared to like the sort of the how the land moves, you know, it's very sort of no straight lines like that, you know. Yeah.
And do they then sound different to maps? Because those are kind of very political maps, right, that kind of map out people's ownership or you know, purported ownership. Do they differ from maps that are more, the sound of maps that are more looking at the landscape?
I found for myself, yeah, there's like part of my practice also is about, you know, how I relate to looking at something like that, you know, like my emotional responses to looking at a map like that.
Mm.
And, yes, for me, I found, with the piece where it's lot of petitions, it was harsher.
Yeah.
And I think it was also my visceral response to it compared to, say, I did another work where it was based on the Blackwood River flowing and all the tributaries are coming in. And that was, I felt more fluid because it almost looked like a nervous system stretching out, you know? Yeah. So that was more gentle.
Yeah. We are talking to Sisang about the works they're doing in terms of transforming the mapping of landscapes, the mapping of Boorloo and of the Blackwood River as well, into works for the State Library of WA's Corridors of Bliss today. See, how did you get into this whole idea, this of bringing the landscape to life in this way in the first place?
Oh, yeah, the long origin story. Okay. No, well, it's more like I was getting quite into field recording, and initially I was more focused on the idea of, you know, how do I, because I was a photographer at one point, mm-hmm. and how I would translate, you know, my photographs into music, into sound. So I was looking into a lot of that. And then the more I sort of did that, the more I thought, what the core of that is, I'm really interested in sort of incorporating all aspects of place into my work. So, you know, I want the field recordings, I want the visuals in some way, I want the place to also be an active contributor to the entire work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of like influencing the sound. So I was like, okay, how do I do this? And eventually I came across Eonix, where, you know, you can trace all these, you can trace like photographs, maps, images of the landscape. And it was like, okay, got it. You know, this is a way you can incorporate the contours of the geography into place.
And I guess that draws on a history of non-Western composition and notation as well, in terms of it is very, like it's a very visual representation of the music rather than this kind of Western staff and, you know.
Yeah, there's no real pitch or notes or
mm.
you know, there's tones. I think initially I did try to sort of keep it towards a more, you know, your traditional Western notation, the 4/4 and notes, and I feel quite limited in that.
Mm.
So it's more like the textures and even the field recordings, you know, sometimes I will just stand there and I'll record like the wind hitting the microphone. And, you know, just keeping all those artifacts because they're like a representation of how the place was at the time when I was recording it, you know, artifacts and all. Yeah, so it's about sort of the feeling and the emotion behind that sound and place, yeah, which I've been quite interested in exploring. And I think another thing I like about using maps, for instance, is that you can sort of use it as a way of describing place, and also when you combine it with field recordings, you can sort of go back and forth in time in a way.
So interesting.
Yeah, so in a way, like, say, for instance, these maps here, like, you know, from the 1800s, there are times where I will use sound from, like, you know, a couple of months ago, you know, in 2022, and it's almost this weird collision of time.
Mm.
you're discussing that you're discussing the time from the 1800s and modern all together, because that's how a place is like, you know, it holds all these different timelines.
Yeah, and folding in on each other, and what is kind of hidden in those folds. See, this sounds so interesting. I feel like perhaps we need to sit down and talk about this kind of metaphysical journey that you are on. Corridors of Bliss Today is an initiative from the State Library of WA. There will be a live performance of new works tomorrow, 4 to 5 p.m., at the State Library, Discovery Lounge, ground floor. Get down, check it out, and find out more about what C's been doing. You can also see C's staying at Frio Arts Centre in a couple of weeks. Is that right?
Yes, the Old Customs House at the Art Source building. Yeah.
On the 18th of November, part of an initiative celebrating women and non-binary people in electronic music in WA.
Oh, yeah, they'll be fun. And you'll be able to play some of the equipment at the end of the show too.
Mm.
Have a jam with us.
Amazing. We're going to hear a little bit from The Swan, Derbal Yurigan, right now. See, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, see you, everyone.